Hi everyone, welcome to the fourth feature episode of Aura Talks. Today we're going to talk about the convergence. And convergence is at the heart of Science Walden's philosophy. So Jonas is going to take it off and give us a little backdrop on that.
Yes, so Science Walden, I'm sure everybody knows, is a research center based in South Korea. And at the heart of Science Walden's work is convergence, you know, convergence of different disciplines, science, the arts, the humanities, philosophy. Science Walden is actually based on two books, Henry David Thoreau's Like Walden, which is, you know, this book that I am so done. You're taking it this time. You're doing it next time.
No, dude, I've said that line so many times I can't anymore.
Maybe let's not mention the authors.
Yeah, because that's what I was like. You always mention the authors.
I mean, just because I'm used to that.
Me too. It's like, because, and they're very famous authors too, you know?
Yeah.
It's
just like, but you're taking it.
No, you take it.
No, I am not
papers
doing
is wrong.
It.
Papers
no.
I'm telling you.
I am telling you.
1, 2, 3.
Hello, everyone.
We're starting the top. From the top.
Yeah.
No, but you're taking it. I'm telling you.
You're taking it.
I am not taking it.
Dude, Jonas, you're taking it.
I am not taking it.
We'll just skip past
it.
Should I take it?
you should take it. Marco can take it.
Okay, so let's
Waldo.
I'll just do it
Waldo
very
Waldo.
I won't talk about the name, I'll talk about it too. Yeah, why are you so like tripping?
No. What? I mean, just because I was so into it and then I'm like, oh, that's that. Like, I was just going like this.
I was like scratching my throat. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Hello.
Hey, what's
up?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Jonas. Okay. It's no fun to edit this.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the fourth feature episode of Aura Talks. Today, we're going to do a deep dive into the topic of convergence, which is at the heart of Science Walden's philosophy. So what does convergence mean in this context? So Science Walden Center, what they're aiming to do is try to find some kind of convergence between different academic fields, schools of thought, and philosophies, specifically with arts and science. So I want to start off this episode with a very simple question of what convergence means to you. And it doesn't have to do with like the concept in Science Walden, but more personally, when you hear that word or this concept, how do you try to apply it in your own life? Jonas?
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, I think convergence is just this idea of different, you know, just entities coming together into one new, very different entity that, you know...
Why is she laughing?
I don't know why she's laughing.
We'll cut it.
No, I'm not taking the question no more. That's just like, if I'm into the shit and you cut me up, I'm out of the shit. I'm just out of it.
One take.
It's just one take. It's one take right there. So yeah. Davi, you want to take this question?
Sorry, I just like followed.
Oh no, because it's just I know when he's just feeling so forced to do something. That's why.
I'm not forced. Let's just start.
For me, convergence, I think, just feels like a synonym for unity or synergy, which is very it's obvious. But it's not the integration of things in that something is lost, but the integration of things that they enhance each other when they are alongside each other. In the case of, let's say, crafts or knowledge, while it doesn't seem that running a restaurant would help you be a good parent, the convergence of running multiple things simultaneously would give you the skills that you need to do this thing, this other thing effectively. So I think convergence... We experience that very often in our individual lives, but as a collective, as a society, I think...
It teaches you how to look not in one perspective, but in a larger view.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Either consciously or unconsciously, it teaches you that.
I agree with that. Lucrezia, do you want to elaborate a bit more on this? What's up with everyone?
I feel like this episode is done. We just have to pack it up.
I could go all day.
This episode is
no. We're gonna
I get pressure when I get my name. Like, gonna, I can jump in when I have. But if you say my name, I'm gonna get blocked.
No, I can do it. You guys, we gotta power through. Don't fail me.
I'm gonna keep going. You cut me off. And then you take it on. How about that? All right? Can we go like that?
Yeah, we can do it all.
I like that because when I get cold, I get panic. Not panic, but I get stuck. Like, I block my thought.
Okay, yeah, it happens to all of us.
No worries. It's not your fault. Yeah. Usually it's easier to cold, but like...
No, dude. I'm just trying to like navigate the thing. I can talk about this a lot too, but listen, you guys can call me out too. Yeah, huh? Like, I'm... You'll be like...
Let's do it.
Okay. No, so where are we going to start from? Okay, so from...
I'll just keep fucking going. I got everything to say about convergence, unless you got another question.
All right, I'll just say my point about... I'll say my piece about convergence then. Yeah, that's really interesting, Malcolm, because convergence for me means... I'm a visual person, so I like to think of concepts in like visual format. So I always think of a tree, right? So my life, I have many branches, be it like in my cultural identity. Jonas!
She was laughing and then I started
laughing. I thought you were going to say Venn diagram, actually.
Nah, that's cool too. Yeah. Like, you know, you have the...
Nah, yours is better, actually.
What did she say?
Oh, I haven't been laughing since a while, guys. Sorry.
It's a tree.
Yeah. Did you cry?
No, where are you going with convergence?
Okay, so I was saying, I really visualize that...
Hey.
Okay, I shut up, sorry.
Let's do a moment of silence.
Okay, you know what? Should we do a recap? Style. I feel like Jonas is not going to let me do this one.
Me? What is that?
I feel your grumpiness from all the way here.
You're bad juju.
You want me to stand outside?
You're bad juju. You don't
talk.
I'll watch you. You got to talk.
You go.
Go, I want to hear this tree analogy. Okay. Yeah. I'm curious.
So I really see it as a tree. So for me, I have different branches, especially when it comes to my cultural identity. I feel like somehow growing up in a place like Oroville, you automatically adopt different cultural identities, right? Like I have very strong influence from French culture, a lot of European predominantly, because Oroville is a white community. Mm. A lot of European influence, but then I lived in North America, so a lot of Europeans hate North America or look down on it, but I really admire North American culture, be it Canada or the US, because there's something so... How do you say this hustling vibe about America that you just can't see anywhere else,
right?
So what I'm trying to say in summary is that you have these different branches and it's been hard for me to find like, okay, what is my trunk? Because a branch or like a tree cannot exist if you have these branches, but no trunk, right? So I see that as a convergence project in my life to see these different identities and experiences and viewpoints that I've experienced and to really... have this converging force to bring it to one trunk on which I can stand and be aligned.
That's interesting.
So, like, how can you, not judge the others and other cultures, but like how to embrace them and make your own culture by judging yourself?
Exactly, so to speak.
And have a central point that they can all converge to.
Yeah, exactly. So then I guess the next question is, what does convergence really mean in the scope of this project, the Aura project? Mm.
Well, I use this word 99 times a day, but it feels like a microcosm and a macrocosm thing. Each of us in our own individual lives is a melting pot of random knowledge. As much as you could try to organize or document what you've learned, you've picked up things along the way that will help you later on. Like, was it Slumdog Millionaire? That's why I love that movie, man. That's what happened in the movie. But anyway, and each of us playing our very multifaceted role in this gigantic multifaceted collective, which is the economy or whatever system that we're in, I think when we start to reflect this, when we start to make that connection in that as I grow myself, I am helping the collective, I think we will start to see the convergence as opposed to kind of having to theorize about it. For instance, a lot of the offerings that we have seemingly being random, like what are some of the weird things that are on there? I know guitar lessons are on the system.
Yeah, ukulele lessons,
but even some of them are like, hey, I'll talk to you for an hour. Like that's, not everyone can do that, and it's taken for granted, but that thing taken from your back storeroom and put into this, it creates this kind of holistic convergence of resources within the economy. And yeah, I've gone on a rant, long enough, and nobody's coming up. So I guess
also what we fight in our village is human unity, but human unity is nothing else than convergence, right?
Yes.
So like we try to be all together with different cultures, but it seems a very hard job, even though we're trying our best. It feels like many people are unhappy. So like, how can we actually understand how to bring these things together? What is the tools? What is the, I don't know.
Yeah.
The glue, so to speak?
Yeah. Like, what is the magic that actually makes that puzzle get together?
Mm. I agree with that. I see Orville at this current stage of the community. We have the pieces, the different diverse pieces with the shapes and maybe colors and maybe like, you know, bumps and ridges and all that. But then we don't necessarily have, let's say if the puzzle, like somebody shook it a bit, it would just crack in pieces because we don't really have a strong glue that binds us together, right? So that's, I think, what the missing pieces is. And I think this entire Aura project is about a technological glue that could serve as like this bond between these puzzle pieces. Because in theory, yes, we are very diverse. Okay, that I take that back because I've realized coming back to Orville several times this year that it is predominantly a white community. And I don't want to make this a controversy or, but this is something I'm speaking honestly about. So I hope that we're going to take more steps in that direction.
Yeah.
But anyways, we have a significant amount of diversity, but I don't really feel like we're integrating these different components into the center of the community or to the core of the community.
And I think we're not because, as we can really well see, when we come here from Europe, we have the opportunity to go and make, right, and have more. Mm. But people who have been grown up here, which have different facilities as passport or whatever it is, they cannot do that, right? So already there it comes to not equality because I can send my kids to study, but maybe my neighbor cannot. And why does my kid can study when my, like, you know, when the neighbor cannot? How can we build a system that everybody can do that?
No,
so that internal system, which doesn't have to be outside.
That system exists now. The system is that you know a guy and then you get to know
nepotism?
His family. No, not nepotism. The system is that I know you, so I learn from you. And the things that you know become the things that I know. But I have to be open to what you're giving to me. And sometimes I even have to seek it out. I have to do it in a state of humility and connection with you. That opportunity exists here with between white people and non-white people, but that desire is not there. The desire is to have people come in and to integrate what they're doing or change what they're doing into what we're doing, not the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
And that humility only comes in one direction.
That's very true. Yeah,
and I think what we'll find in this system, I think everything is a microcosm of everything, man, in my own mushrooms. But I think we'll find that even with each other, the same neighbor that there's the one that looks just like you is doing the same thing as you. You will have to express a level of humility to accept what they're giving you in exchange for what you're giving them. And you will also have to experience the feeling of having less value than you thought you had on these things that you have valuated.
What do you think, Jonas, about this entire topic that we've been diving into, not having grown up in Orville or not having just being a visitor in Orville? Do you have something to say?
I mean, coming here, I can see that there's a huge chasm in that sense because the last time I came, I was telling you that, I think I'd really like to come live in Orville and just experience. But then Dambi was like, you know, have you saved enough money to be able to live here? And that thought didn't occur to me until she asked me that question. And then just talking to people from here, I realized that a lot of, you know, the newcomers or the volunteers really have to, are out of this, you know, this ecosystem that has been built for Orovillians, where it's like, okay, you have access to, you know, the tea ceremonies and you have access to the workshops. And for me, I think just this whole conversation of Orville trying to get to a cashless economy is very idealistic, and I'm it's always good to hear about it, but then is it really realistic? And that's the one thing that always hits me of, you know, it's too segregated in some sense. I don't know if that's a good word to use, but I feel like in this ecosystem, outsiders don't have any access to it. And for me, that's why I feel like Aura might be, you know, a good solution for Orville, at least in that sense of taking away money and everything else. But just looking at it from the outside, it feels like, I probably won't be able to make it here. That's just the first thing that comes to my mind. And I feel like that's what a lot of people who come here and don't have as much money saved up in the bank account are always going to feel, you know, when they look at Orville from the outside.
And that's when kind of like also we create a bubble out of like fear, I guess, because we might have friends that come and we want to do the same things we do on our daily life with them, right? And they don't have access to that.
Yeah.
And then you feel bad because you're like, okay, but she's an amazing person like me. Why can't we do the same thing together? And then they go away because they cannot actually support economically to stay here. And that's when the convergence doesn't happen, because I cannot help that. I'm not the person who's going to be like, oh, you just go for free, right? So it's a full system which doesn't have this convergence, I guess.
I think what you're speaking about, both of you are speaking about, is something that we can equate with accessibility.
Yeah.
And I've begun to kind of form in my mind the picture of, let's say, the Aura platform with just a map. Like a map of the resources that you can access. I remember we were talking about putting together a database.
Yeah.
I was part of another project that was trying to just put together a map of all the restaurants in Oroville. Like all of them. Like anyone who sells food, even in a jar and whatever. But like, we never did it. There's no street signs at all. Oh, you're moving. Oh, all right. I don't know if that side is so good, but you...
Okay, I just really cannot sit there.
Okay, all right. Well, just speak up. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, you did it. All right. Actually, we could move this down, too.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you.
I have fucking spaced out. Anyway, so, no, what I was saying is, just like...
This one's going to be a roller coaster.
Sorry, man. All right, so you know when you... when did you get here? You were like a kid, right?
I got here, yeah, when I was really young.
Kid. Okay, so yeah. You haven't driven alone here, right?
No.
Okay, so there's a feeling that you get when you first get here.
And you drive.
Yeah, or even when you walk... Nothing looks developed, especially when you're coming from, you know, the West or some city. Yeah. It's like, yo, there's nothing down there. This isn't a road. Yeah. This is somebody cut some trees down and there it is, you know.
Yeah.
So, but if you had a sign or a map or just some knowledge that it was there, it would give you this feeling of access. A sign of Solar Kitchen that wasn't inside Solar Kitchen, like if it was outside or you could just let... There's a Solar Kitchen or something like that. Cinema Paradiso has this giant blue sign, but everything else is like, where is that? And when I get there, what does it look
really
like?
It's really hard to navigate.
So that's what it feels like with the resources in Oroville. They're all here. They're all here. People are giving free food all the time. There's too much food in a lot of these places. They oh my God, you know how much food they throw out in Solar Kitchen? Have you ever asked?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like an insane amount. And they buy it. Like, they buy it. It's not like they're growing it. They buy it and then they throw it out. So we just don't have access to it. It's really this, you know a guy who knows a guy kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there's already this club of, like, you know, like, multi-generation kind of inside... Anyway, fucking man, I'm going on the road.
So to recapitulate, I guess, are we trying to say...
Just to ask a question, I mean, I realize that in the same way that, you know, Oroville has its problems, but then there's also been a lot of, you know, movement and a lot of improvement in the community, and where Oroville has gotten to is still very commendable. That's one thing that also at the, you know, outside Oroville, you know, I think there's a lot of things that we could learn from Oroville, but the question is, how did Oroville get here? You know, that's one thing that I'm very curious about. Because there has been some sort of convergence, if you look at it, even though it's not as accessible to people outside, you know, I think there's also a lot that the world outside could learn from Oroville. And so I'm just wondering what you guys think in terms of that.
In terms of how the community and the city, so to speak, came to this stage of development. Well, of course, I think we give Oroville a hard time for having a lack of interaction with, like, the outside world, so to speak. But there is a lot that goes behind the scene.
Yeah.
Like, personally, having been in Germany the past 5 years, I've had interactions with ABI Germany. Like, Oroville International is a group of organizations around different parts of the world. You've been to ABI America, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really astonishing to see the amount of work that they did to, like, raise funds. They did a lot of different events, a lot of, like, presentations annually. And they also invite a lot of Oroville youth and Orovillians and their annual events to, like, speak in front of, like, a bunch of people, donors and interested individuals. So there's a lot of efforts behind the scenes than that, like, whether it be monetary funds or, like, let's say skills, knowledge, resources that gets them directed towards Oroville. But when you're in Oroville, you don't see those efforts. That's the thing. So when you're a kid growing up in Oroville, all you see is, like, oh, it's so hard to go out because if you have an Indian passport, you can't go to the American college because of the tuition, because of the immigration issues. So what I've realized is, okay, I have to give Oroville the credit that it deserves when it comes to, like, outreach. There is a lot going on behind the scenes that I didn't know about. What did you think about AVI America?
AVI, man, they got their... together, man.
Right? That's what I thought about AVI Germany.
I was so jealous. I was like, oh man, I'm taking notes of their note taker. Like, oh wow, I can run a meeting like this.
So, I mean, there probably is AVI Italy. I mean, there isn't. Okay, we'll make that happen.
Maybe there is. I haven't heard about it.
Yeah. So that's, I would like to say
Italians
that.
Italians people would be here.
But. And also in terms of how the city got built, in terms of infrastructure, the OG like generation of Orwellians, they worked night, day in, day out to build this city.
But like this is another example of access. It's because the information of how everything has happened is saved in like 1,000 different hard drives of people who are alive and dead. So the true story is a convergence of 1,000,000 stories that seem completely different, disconnected, 20 years apart, some of them, before Orville even happened. It's just this chaos seemingly. But then when you're here, you're kind of, you're in the flow of it and you kind of learn to glean, you know, you learn to kind of just, that fills the gap of this other story I heard.
Yeah.
It's honestly just like driving in Pondicherry. It's just like, am I on the right side of the street? Who cares? I'm just getting there.
Oh my god,
you know?
Your analogy. Okay, let's try to conclude this topic because it's a short, just a short piece. It's interesting that through this conversation, we've equated the concept or the notion of convergence to accessibility, because that's something I hadn't thought about. You know, for me, a convergence is more like this movement from many to one, you know, all in one type of thing. But then right now, this entire project is all about accessibility. And maybe by giving accessibility, we become one, if that makes sense.
I'm gonna go on a rant.
I think convergence is also like not only about becoming one, but it's like how can we fit them together, but not in one, but like with differentiation. So like how can we attach them but still different?
Yeah.
Diversity and unity.
Yeah, unity and diversity.
Unity and diversity.
Yes. Yeah,
I was like, diversity and unity?
That sounds a little worse.
Yeah. All right, let's put a cap on this episode then. Thank you everyone for listening. It was a little bit of a hectic episode. We've done 2 episodes back to back. But please come to the Aura Fest on Sunday, 9 p.m., December 29th at U Center. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in. Should we close off and say the famous 2 words? No, 3 words.
Yeah.
Ciao. 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 Ciao.